first parasha of Kriya Shema, the Torah writes first Vishinantam and then Ukesharatam. In the second parasha of Shema, it first says Ukesharatam and then Vilemaratam. What's the reason for this difference? So one of the answers that the Maimonim say is, we know the famous Gemara at the end of the first Perek of Kedushin, where the Gemara discusses what's greater. Learning Torah is greater, or doing mitzvahs is greater. Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol. The conclusion of the Gemara is Talmud Gadol. Learning Torah is greater. Gadol Talmud Shemeva Lede Maisa. But the Alter Rebbe in many places says, it's quoted at least in many places, that La Asad Lavoi it'll change. La Asad Lavoi Maisa will be greater than Talmud. And what's one of the places where you see this idea? That La Asad Lavoi Maisa, the action, mitzvahs, will be greater than learning Torah. Right here, that's the reason why the Torah changes the order. In the first parasha, the Torah is talking about the order, the way it is with manazeh. That learning Torah comes before putting on tefillin. That's the normal Seder. Most of a person's day, when he has time, should be occupied learning Torah. It has an advantage over doing a mitzvah. In the second parasha, it's talking about La'asad Lavai. La'asad Lavai, then Ukesharatam comes before Lamaratam, because then Maisa will be Gadol, Maisa will be the greatest thing. There's many different tekufas, La'asad Lavai. So when exactly will that change? As soon as Mashiach arrives, this concept of Maisa Gadol will be the new standard. Maisa Gadol and not Talmud Gadol like Bizman Hazeh. There's a sikh where the Rebbe says a very interesting hesber to this concept of Maisa Gadol La'asad Lavai. The Rebbe writes, what's taka the reason why La'asad Lavai will be Maisa Gadol? The Gemara says Gadol Talmud Shemeva Lede Maisa. If you want to know how and what to do, you have to learn first. If you don't learn, you don't know. So that's why Talmud is greater. And once you learn and you know, so you'll do also. So it's going to change La'asad Lavai. So the Rebbe brings the famous Medrash that says that La'asad Lavai, if a person is going to try to pick a te'ena from the tree on Shabbos, the Shabbos itself, the tree itself will tell him that it's Shabbos today, now I'll pick the Teina. Which means so the Rebbe says that this doesn't only mean this specific example, but it means that La'asad Lavai, anything that will be forbidden, it'll be something that the person will feel, will sense right away, automatically, that this is an Aveda. How can I do such a thing? The Lashon of the Sikh is that in this time period, when Mashiach comes, that when the Darfen Unkum to limit Hilcha Shabbos. So for example, you won't have to learn any Hilcha Shabbos. Why not? Kedei to the Sumenei Zayin, in order not to be Mechal Shabbos. Al Derech, for example, via Pitzel Kind, Shteknet Anayin Zayin Hand in Fire. Even a little child, you have to teach him that he shouldn't put his hand into fire. He gets close to the fire, it's boiling hot, he doesn't put his hand into fire. Und a Behemish, Shteknet Anayin in Fire. Even a Behemish doesn't jump into the fire. So when Mashiach comes, the reason why Maisa will be Gadol is because there'll be no reason to, the limud will not be necessary, like Bizman Hazeh, for the purpose. There'll be an union of limud on a different level. But the Gadol Talmud Shemevi L'dei Maisa, that won't be necessary. So here we're talking about a time period, a much later tekufa in Yemais HaMashiach, when Maisa will be Gadol on this level. That even a child will be Margish, just will sense this automatically.